Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Monday, the 3rd of August, 2020. And this is for the ASX resource sector for stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So let's look at the daily volume, which looks low today. It's at around 1.2 plus billion, and that's down significantly from 1.47 billion on Friday. There were 506 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's down from 515 on Friday. And the average percentage gain is 0.19%, and that's up from minus 0.44% on Friday. So a positive step there in the right direction with the positive gain. Of the 506 ASX resource stocks that traded today, the average volume was just over 2.5 million, and that's down from 2.8 million on Friday. And as I just mentioned, it's a positive step in the right direction with the positive gain of 0.19% today. And of the 506 ASX resource stocks that traded today, there were 186 with gains, and that's up significantly from 148 on Friday. There are 136 with no gain, and that's up from 121 on Friday. And there are 184 with a loss, and that's down significantly from 246 on Friday. So some positive stats today. Let's continue that with the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today. And they were, there are actually seven that make the top five today because there are three on equal five at 20%. And we'll get to that shortly. So at number one, we have PK Limited, ASX code PKO. And it had a positive gain of 30.77% today. At number two, we have Estrella Resources Limited, ASX code ESR, and it had a positive gain of 25% today. At number three, we have Argonaut Resources, ASX code ARE. It had a percentage gain of 22.22% today. At number four, we have Tesoro Resources Limited, ASX code TSO, and it had a percentage gain of 21.43% today. And finishing off at equal number five are three companies. They are Global Metals and Mining Limited, ASX code GBE, Core Potash PLC, ASX code KP2, and Pacifico Minerals Limited, ASX code PMY. All those three stocks equaled at number five at 20% gain today. So congrats to all holders of the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today. But just check some of those volumes as there are some low volumes with some of those top five today. So that concludes the top five for today. We'll now move on to the commodities. And the best performing commodities today were gold, copper, silver, and lithium. As far as the highest traded stock today, that was Manuka Resources Limited, ASX code MKR, and 8.86% of the company was traded today. And as far as project locations, Kalgoorlie was the best performing project location. It had strong activity with some good gains there today. Let's look at the annual percentage of staff admin versus project spend, and this is only for the top 20, and it's for their spend over the last 12 months. So it's sitting at 59%. Listeners, that's a little bit high, meaning that's 59% of money spent with the top 20 over the last 12 months was spent on staff admin, leaving a low 41% spent on projects. So let's, and that's, sorry, that's up slightly from 58% on Friday. So I definitely like that to be below 50 and heading around the 40% mark. So let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There are 142 ASX resource stocks traded today that use an ERP software solution. The average percentage gain is 1.24%, and that's up significantly from minus 1.41% on Friday. So strong turnaround there. Volume is at just over 467 million, and that's down slightly from 506 million on Friday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, 8 of them are using an ERP software solution. So the number one best performing ASX resource stock for today was Pico Limited, ASX code PKO. And we'll start with their project spend, or their money spent over the last 12 months. There was just over 400 odd thousand spent on projects and just over 260,000 spent on staff admin, and that equates to 38% of money available has been spent on staff admin, leaving a high 62% on projects. Looking at their bank balance currently, it's quite low, and that's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. They've got about $150,000 in the bank as of the current quarter. And again, that's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. They have a current market cap of just over $2 million with just over 128 million shares on offer. As far as their share price performance this year, it closed at 1.7 cents today, but it started the year at 2.4 cents, so down from the beginning of the year. Let's look at their shareholding, and it's a very strong shareholding. Between the directors themselves, they own in excess of 64% of the company. And as far as the top 20 shareholders are concerned, they own in excess of... So the top 20 and the directors own close to 82.5% of the company. So a very strong top 20 there. And that concludes the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Pico Limited, ASX code PKO. And congrats to all holders of that stock, and also the top five, or top seven I should call it today, best performing stocks. So that now concludes the daily MacCorp podcast for today. Thank you again for listening, and if you've got any suggestions or anything you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email steve@maccorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening, and have a good evening. Good night.